let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day.
Welcome to Light. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. Today's true story is called Debbie, Part 2. In Part 1, when Debbie and Paul's daughter Catherine was 3, they lost a boy at birth, little Anthony, and almost lost Debbie too. Part 2 begins with Debbie's recovery.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. Dr. Allegra here.
Dr. Allegra, is Debbie okay?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh. She's right here in my office. Oh. Paul, I think we'd better take her to the hospital. Hmm? It's time to take the baby.
Wait, did you say take the baby?
Yes, cesarean.
Cesarean? Does it have to be today?
Paul, she's more than 6 centimeters dilated, so I think we should. She's carried a full 8 months, so I don't anticipate any problems.
Well, Doctor, it's just that, things have been going well so far, and we've had problems, God knows, in the past, and, well, I don't want to stretch our luck too far. Today is Friday the 13th.
Well, are you superstitious? Well,
no, not really, but I'd rather
on,
not...
Paul. I'm not superstitious, and you shouldn't be either. Why don't you pick up Debbie at my office? Take her to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'll meet you there at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, all right.
All right, and Paul, if you'd like to scrub up and be in the operating room while I'm performing the cesarean, I'll allow it. Now, you think you can handle it?
Yes, thanks, Doctor. I'd like to be there right at her side, yes.
Fine. I'll see you there.
See you there.
Ah, it's a beautiful girl.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, God. Can I hold the baby?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Hi, Tammy. That's her name. Tammy, the first thing your daddy wants to say to you is, Our Father who art in heaven.
Now, be sure the ivy's taped down securely.
Yes, Doctor.
Thy kingdom come.
And leave a note on her chart.
Mom.
I want the incision checked in about an hour.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us. Oh, my God!
Oh,
there's blood everywhere!
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. It just slipped off the IV stand.
It's what we suctioned off during the operation, nurse. Let's get that cleaned up as soon as possible.
Yes, of course, Doctor. I'll get something
blood.
For you.
Blood! I've never seen so much blood!
Events and occurrences that help shape our lives are sometimes beyond reason. And sometimes it may be real hard to see a purpose to God's will. But that's where faith comes in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to our true story of Debbie right after this. God is alive in this story. And through Jesus, He can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Oh, God, I can't take any more of this. I can't. What did the pediatrician say? What?
They don't know what's wrong yet. They've got her on 90% oxygen now. I can't stand to see her like this. I'd like to pull the plug in that respirator.
She'll die if we take her off it now. What happened, Paul? She was doing fine. She was gaining weight.
I don't know.
She had that little rash, but nothing like this.
I know. All they know is that it's some kind of heavy-duty pneumonia.
Not again! Paul, I've been praying. I love little Tammy so much, I couldn't bear to lose another baby. Paul, if Tammy dies, then I can't believe that there is a God.
Praying for Tammy, too, and so has Reverend Colton. I just talked to him. Deb, tomorrow, they want to perform an open lung biopsy. Now, we've got to let them, even though it's the anniversary of Anthony's death. Give him permission, all right?
Oh, Paul. I'm frightened for her. Where is God? Why doesn't He help us?
You're worn out. We've been camping at this bloody hospital for weeks now. Let me take you home. I'll come back later and...
No. I am... very tired, but I'm staying right here with my baby.
Deb, come on, honey. I'll stay here with her tonight. I won't leave her side. Then you come back, and I'll rest a while, okay? You're getting so worn down, sweetheart. It's been nearly 8 weeks since she's been sick.
Tammy will be 6 months old tomorrow. Okay, Paul, okay. I'm so tired.
I know.
Just let me tell her I love her once more and then I'll go.
Hi, Phil. It's Paul. Yeah, I'm still at the hospital. Tammy died. Thanks, I know. Yeah, no, Debbie's at home getting some rest. She doesn't know. Look, Phil, will you do me a favor? Would you go pick up Debbie and bring her here to the hospital? No, don't tell her. Just say that the hospital wants to consult with us. Yeah, I'll tell her. I want to stay here with Tammy till Debbie gets here. I just want to be here to be able to... I just want her to be able to hold her baby once more, without all the tubes and wires. She needs to say goodbye to little Tammy. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Phil. Bye. Dr. Benjamin.
Mr. and Mrs. Marino?
Yes.
Please sit down.
Doctor, what is this all about?
Mrs. Marino, we did all we could.
What went wrong? Now, why did Tammy have to suffer and then die?
We suspected little Tammy's bad lung infection was, we got the results from the lung biopsy. We were pretty sure she had AIDS.
AIDS?
Oh, my God.
How could she get AIDS?
She had pneumocystis, a severe lung infection that meant her immune system was severely collapsed.
Oh, God. Oh, God, my no. poor baby.
Wait, now, if Tammy had AIDS, how did
she... That means that I... Good heaven, you're giving me a death sentence?
We've traced back the blood transfusions you got back in 1984, and we've discovered some contaminated blood.
And me, too?
Well, I don't really know. We'll have to run some tests.
Oh, my God. I'll be going through what Tammy just suffered. Wait, oh, God.
Why didn't the blood bank warn us that the blood supply was unsafe?
I think I'm gonna be sick. Oh, dear God. Oh, Tammy. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Reverend Colton, thank you for driving here in this miserable weather to visit us. I know you've got a long drive back to the church.
Oh, I'm glad I could come, Paul, but I could only stay for an hour or so. I have an appointment this evening.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to hang on.
I know.
I've been praying, and I know you've been praying, and now Debbie's up there dying.
Yes.
I have begged Jesus to save her, to spare her. Nothing. I mean, doesn't he want her to get better, be Catherine's mother, my wife? We need her. I want a miracle.
Paul, God's aware of your faith, you know, and he loves you.
Well, I don't know about that.
Paul, of course your faith has been shaken to the core. First Anthony, then Tammy, and now Debbie. And you're thinking, what did they do to deserve this?
Exactly.
What did I do to deserve this?
We didn't...
And I know you're thinking... God, why aren't you listening?
He's not listening.
Paul, even Jesus had his moments of doubt.
Yeah, well, I've got mine.
Remember, on the cross he said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" But of course he hasn't.
I don't know about that.
Your babies are with him.
Yeah.
And perhaps Debbie will be soon. Understanding God's will sometimes is a very difficult test.
Well, I think maybe it's a test that I'm flunking.
No. No, you're not. You only flunk when you quit, when you give up, and you haven't.
I spent the next few years unsure of whether God wanted me to live or die. My faith was in shambles. Thank God for my daughter, Catherine. She was my anchor. My only reason to go on living. I don't know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have had any reason to stay on this earth. I also owe a lot to my parents. I got a lot of comfort and support from them. They had retired to Florida a couple years earlier, so Catherine and I moved down with them. I opened an art studio, but my depression continued, and I hit bottom. Art. I spent many afternoons at the beach, crying, watching the sunset, and asking God for understanding. And one day, I had this vision of Tammy and Debbie with Jesus. It was beautiful. God was answering me, and I began to feel gently lifted up in spirit. The healing had started.
Hello?
Oh, Reverend Colton, this is Paul.
Paul, hello. It's good to hear from you.
Thank
How's
you.
Florida?
Getting better. Lots of good things have been happening.
Uh-huh. on?
Catherine likes her new school, and I've tested negative for AIDS. They say I'm in the clear. But you know, I haven't talked to you since Debbie's and Tammy's funeral, and I wanted to tell you that without your support, your guidance, I don't think I could have survived.
Well, Paul, God helped you with your faith.
Yes, but you kept him alive in my heart.
God has blessed you, Paul.
You know what?
What's that, Paul?
I don't think I'd even be at this spiritual level if Deb and Anthony and Tammy were still with me. To God belongs all the glory.
Yes.
Though I know he didn't do it, yet he allowed it to happen. I mean, it's pretty awesome to think that God's plan for me had to come about through so much suffering. I didn't understand what suffering really was until I watched poor Tammy die. But you know, it wasn't the first time somebody suffered for my sake.
Yes, I know, Paul. For God so loved the world that he gave
his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
You know, I'll be with them again. Jesus, in heaven, for all eternity. I know they're with him now. And they're fine.
Walk in his light. He listens when you pray. Live it in God's hands today.
Debbie died of pneumocystis pneumonia just 3 weeks after Tammy died, 10 days before Christmas. In 1987, as a tribute to AIDS sufferers, a foundation was established to help patients suffering from terminal illnesses, the Tamarin Foundation. It's a publicly supported charity that brings music and the arts to children and adults suffering from AIDS, cancer, and other life-threatening illnesses. Volunteers bring music and arts programs to hospitals, nursing homes, and treatment centers. The Tamarin Foundation also establishes gardens and solarium facilities for terminal ill patients to tend.